No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I hope you had a phenomenal weekend. I hope you're having a glorious Monday. And today I'm going to be joined right here, right now, by a man who should never have to pay for a drink ever again in Nebraska. All right. One of my former teammates and a good buddy of mine, Mr. Mike Stuntz. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, this is Baca. We're still trying to get a hold of him here. Rico's giving him a call.
Okay. All right. No, that's cool. Let's do this. Let me know when Mike joins. And until then, maybe you and I can continue that quarterback chat just a little bit. Hopefully we don't get too far into it before Mike joins us. So for me personally, I would probably have Caleb Williams number one. Okay. Probably Drake May. This guy just doesn't get talked about enough. He's like flying right under the radar. Number two, and Jaden Daniels, number three, going into this year's NFL draft. Would your top three look any different, Bach?
I think it would look a little bit different, only in that I'd switch your two and three around. I do like Drake May. He's got a big arm and can make all the throws. He's just a little turnover prone to me, and puts the ball in dangerous situations. It's like he knows he's got a good arm, so sometimes I would just kind of look at him maybe like a Jay Cutler or something like that at the next level. Jalen Daniels, I've been very impressed with, obviously with winning the Heisman, but I've been following him since his Arizona State days, and he just has made such a big transformation. I know people are kind of worried about his thin frame and he hasn't necessarily mastered the technique of not taking big hits, but I like the upside of him a little bit more than I like a Drake May. Maybe you shouldn't draft off upside, but that's where I'm going. I love his growth in his game the last couple of years.
I think if you're in the NFL and you're coaching, you want the guy with the biggest upside, because if you don't, it's got to be one of two reasons. Number one, you must have severe hesitations about him elsewhere, probably off the field or in between the ears, or you just don't trust yourself as a coach. I think if it's close, you always take the guy with the bigger upside. So I completely smell what you're cooking. I'm picking up what you're putting down. And it's interesting. I've been watching Jaden Daniels since he started as a true freshman at Arizona State. And you want to talk about a toothpick and pads. And I say that respectfully. But mm-hmm. That dude was so skinny at Arizona State compared to what he was as a true freshman. He looks yoked, and he's still got a ways to go in that weight room if he just wants to be able to take some of the bigger hits that he's probably going to incur. Well, not probably. He's going to incur in the NFL draft. All right, so we both kind of agree on who the top three are. Maybe the placement of two and three are a little bit different. And I'll be honest with you, my biggest debate was between two and three. I think with Drake May, I don't know that he had quite as much around him. And I felt like to me there was a little bit of hero ball with him as well. But I don't give him quite the slack as I gave Caleb Williams, because he didn't have quite the microscope on him that Caleb Williams had. So I think he could have afforded to be a little bit more patient. All right, so after your top three, I got to imagine the next three in no particular order right now are Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, and J.J. McCarthy. All right, who would be your four, five, and six there, Bach?
I'd probably go with Bo Nix. I mean, I've seen him get better over his career, too. That's the one thing you kind of interest with him is he is older than everybody else. He's been in college for quite some time. But, that shouldn't be a concern with how old we're seeing quarterbacks be, in the NFL at the upper limit. All these guys, it's fun. I mean, they all can kind of move around. There's not like a There's not a statue quarterback among the group. So that's kind of entertaining. I think Bo Nix, you know, and it's you don't want to get too caught up in numbers because, you know, sometimes you can be in a system that creates a lot of numbers. But, I mean, he even at Auburn at times kind of had the it factor going with him there. And then 45-3 this past year. I understand he didn't beat Penix in either of the head-to-heads, and that's probably what took him away from the Heisman consideration. But I like Bo Nix probably at the next level at that time. And then I'd probably go McCarthy. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And we've seen unorthodox throwing styles before work, but Michael Penix has got like a hitch in his throw, and I just don't know, like that can be something, you know, maybe it doesn't, not that big of a difference in college, but in the NFL that kind of hitch I think could catch him and into some fumbles, into some sacks, and so we'll see. I mean, he's been able to do it so far. It's like trying to teach a guy that's going to the NBA to change his free throw style if he's hitting 80% like Sean Marion, and just it looks odd. But to me, that's, I can't get over it. It's a little bothersome to me. I mean, I think he's still worth, you know, a second round pick probably. But I'm a little bit worried about that.
So you bring up the throwing motion, which I understand. And once you get to a certain point, like I talked a lot last year about Heinrich Harburg trying to fix his throwing motion, okay, over this offseason. He's still at an age where it can be addressed, it can be improved. Plus, I saw his throwing motion when he was a true freshman. It did not look like it did a year ago. That's the other thing that impacts me. You know, when you get to a certain point, you've done it for so long, and people aren't going to be patient. Oh, we'll give him 18 months to figure out his throwing motion. No, you're a first-round pick, or we're paying you millions of dollars, whatever the case is. You should be ready to go now or relatively quickly, as you alluded to earlier with the J.J. McCarthy comments. So you went with the throwing motion, which I understand. No concerns with the injuries that he's had, especially early on in his career. And he's actually, when he moves, he can run. Mm-hmm. He just chooses not to run because he's got that injury history in the lower body, his knees. Does that concern you more, or does the throwing motion with Michael Penix Jr. concern you more?
Well, I think you bring up a good point. I think you probably do worry about, you know, he's kind of had the injury-riddled career there, was able to pick it up and become one of the best players, obviously, in college football this past season. But, yeah, I mean, any sort of injury problems going into the NFL – you know, especially when you're picking at that high, like you said, you're expecting to be your franchise quarterback. You know, you're usually not picking for a 2 or 3, 4 year window. So, yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I like even acknowledge my own like biases. Like I'm probably too worried about the throwing motion, but it just bothers me. But the injury history, I think, would be the bigger red flag on him.
I think that's the bigger red flag for me personally. I don't know. I look at a guy like, you know, these guys are kind of anomalies, but like a Phillip Rivers, you know, I mean, he had a unique throwing motion. Even my son, he was maybe 5 when the first time he ever saw Phillip Rivers play, he goes, "Daddy, that guy throws weird. Why don't you teach him how to throw?" And I'm like, first of all, he ain't listening to me, but I appreciate that you still listen to me. He's 14. He doesn't listen no more. So I enjoyed it while I could. But like even my son at 5 years old was like, "He throws weird, Daddy. Why don't you help him?" But it didn't seem to bother him. So it's interesting. I think when you get to a certain level, if you've been now translating from college to the NFL can be a little bit challenging, especially if you're not as tall. Michael Penix isn't the tallest quarterback in the world. Okay, so maybe it can be a little bit of a concern. My number 4 quarterback, let me go to my list that I got here as I click. I actually don't have Bo Nix as high as I do some of these other quarterbacks. And I remember watching him start as a true freshman at Auburn and thinking, this dude is insanely talented. This dude, the sky is the limit. And he had a great college career at 2 different schools. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, and maybe he wasn't asked to do as much.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
For when you're tired of being distracted, Liberties is there to be absorbed. This journal of politics and culture publishes essays that linger in your mind long after you finish reading. It's for readers who want more than clickbait or breaking news, for people who value thought over noise. From democratic erosion to the meaning of art, Liberties gives you writing that matters. Experience it for yourself at libertiesjournal.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I kind of felt like, and I know he set the record for completion percentage and all that, maybe that skews how I view it, he felt more like a game manager towards the end of his career. Like, not a game manager, but more like a game manager towards the end of his career than I thought he would. And maybe that's just because Oregon, that's all they really needed from him. And I will say, the two Washington games, especially that second one, that does kind of impact how I view him just a little bit. Not that he had bad games. He's got a ton of experience. He's got mobility. He's got an arm. For me, I think I put Michael Penix ahead of him. And then I probably put, this was my other big debate, was 2 and 3 and 5 and 6, either Bo Nix or JJ McCarthy. Like, if you're a team who needs a starter sooner rather than later, I think it comes down to what your needs are. I take Bo Nix. If you're a team that can wait a year or two or let him learn or let him gradually play into the position, then I think you take JJ McCarthy, who I think has a bigger upside. So 5 and 6, Bo or JJ, I think comes down to where your team is at and how immediate of an impact player you need at quarterback. But how do you look at 5 and 6 between, for you, it's going to be, did you say JJ already, or is it JJ Michael? How'd you have 5 and 6?
Yeah, I would probably go with JJ over Michael. Like you said, I think he's got some upside. He's got all these guys can run. I think now that you brought it up too, it's just that injury history is somewhat bothersome with Penix as well. As is kind of hitching his throw. So I don't know. Like I think I agree with you too, that Bo Nix probably is a safe pick, but not as much of a upside as these other guys. So it does kind of depend on what you're looking for. But for me, I believe in McCarthy. I think that there is something there, and just because he hasn't been able to do it or show it, I think it will be shown, but I think it will take some patience with him. But again, like it's kind of funny that we use the wins against him. We use like the fact that he had so much around him, but let's not act like Michigan has, you know, been a dominant team for a decade. I understand that they did break the record for NFL combine guys and that team was stacked. But, and like I said, like when he played Nebraska, I think Heinrich Harburg, if he would have flipped uniforms, he could have looked impressive that day on Michigan's team. So, I mean, I think that you'd get a lot of wins that way. But beating Ohio State twice, I mean, that's not easy to do. I don't care. That's been a question at Michigan for a long time. And then beating Alabama, and these aren't like, you know, 13-10 victories. I mean, he's had to turn it on. You know, I think they were down 10 or something like that to Alabama in the third quarter and kind of had to turn it on. So I really think there is a lot of upside in JJ McCarthy down the line. And so I think he'd be worth more of the pick for me. So that's why I'd go with him at 5. And I might even, if I was really pressed, again, depending on what I needed, I might even pick him before Nix.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this question, because you bring up a good point with the Ohio State games. Now, I could argue 2 years ago in Columbus, it was the run game down their throats and up the Buckeyes' rear that won the game. Because it was, what, a one-possession game until 7.5 minutes to go, and then Michigan pulled away, and I think they won by 22. The year before, in the snow, okay, and I know there were some different players in that game, I could argue Aiden Hutchinson coming off the edge. And I know, I'm not trying to take anything away from JJ. I think what sticks out in my mind with JJ, and they won the game versus Alabama, but that TCU game, what do you have, 2 pick-sixes, I think, in that game? I know there was at least one and a couple other picks. And apparently TCU had their signs, or they gave Michigan fake signs, you know? Oh, I guess that's what you get. And so that probably played an impact. Whatever, topic for another day. But go back to that first play of Michigan versus Bama. JJ in the Rose Bowl, JJ threw a pick right off the bat, and he looked nervous. They said it wasn't a pick because his toe was out of bounds. Mm. Bama gets that pick, and a short field goes in and scores. How different does that game go, and how much more pressure does that put on JJ? I don't know. I'm not anti-JJ McCarthy. I just – those that play, those games stick out to me. And when I look at Michigan winning, JJ was the quarterback. Nothing but love and respect there. But I can't help but look at everything else. But then when I look at when it was on him to do more, I felt like he sometimes struggled in those situations. Am I crazy? Am I being unfair? Am I being too harsh on him? What are your thoughts here, Bob?
No, I mean, I think those are good points. And especially, you know, that Alabama, I do remember that one. You know, and that's part of it. I mean, what, like, if I think McCarthy kind of like another Michigan quarterback at Tom Brady, I'm not comparing them, but if you kind of think about their career trajectories, you know, he was when Brady first won his Super Bowl, he was kind of the game manager and rely on the defense and that sort of thing. And I think that's probably what you'd want to start with McCarthy, because that's what he did at Michigan. I mean, Michigan and to my love of power football, that's how they've won the national title. That's how they've beaten up Ohio State in the Big Ten. And, you know, he's got the dual threat capabilities, but it's been mostly a traditional running game running over Ohio State. I agree with you there. So, you know, I think those are legit concerns for McCarthy as he looks, you know, to move to the next level. But I just, you know, there's just for what he was asked to do, he did it pretty well, I think, at Michigan. Would I'd like to see him maybe in an air out or air attack or, you know, something that's going to ask him to do a little bit more. Yeah. I'd like to see that on film before, but I just think that I like the wins, and sometimes you can get lost with the wins and, you know, you do have to look at how it was done there. But you know, you kind of think about the different styles in the NFL. And again, it depends on where you kind of land. I think as a guy that I think if you ease him into it, that he can grow into that player that we want him to be at some point, which is could be the main focus of an offense.
All right, so your top six quarterbacks, if I have it correct, before we go to break here, and I've been texting with Mike. So he got confused on the time. He thought we were going to go at 1:05 Central Time instead of 12:05. And honestly, I told you 12:30. So we were all sorts of messed up. A lot of that's on me, so my bad. So I'm trying to figure out if we can do it maybe for tomorrow's Chronicles or next Monday. But it does not seem like via miscommunication. I'll accept my part in that blame. Mike will be able to join us today. So hopefully we can work it out for either tomorrow, okay, before the Chronicles runs and or next Monday. But your top six quarterbacks, if I got it correctly, are Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and then either Bo or JJ, depending on the team's needs, and then Michael Penix Jr. 6. Do I have that correct?
That's right, yeah.
All right. So for me, I got Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. And again, I could flop 2 and 3, but I'm going to keep Drake there. All right. And then I believe I had Michael Penix Jr. 4th. And then depending on the team's needs, either Bo Nix or JJ McCarthy 5th and 6th. I will say this. Those are all guys that could go in the first round. My biggest concern with Michael Penix is two things. Number one, the injuries. You got the throwing motion as well. But, you know, he did not look good against Michigan. But I give him some grace there, because who looked good against Michigan this year? Not a single quarterback. So that's our quarterback discussion. Let us know if you're watching on YouTube. Let us know in the comments who's right, who's wrong. What are your thoughts? Also, call or text 402-464-5685. All right. And as always, I haven't mentioned it yet this show, but send me your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise we will get to them right after the break. 402-464-5685. We'll pay some bills. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.